I don't know if I'm going to be here next week. I might pre-record my show because I have a meeting at work that I might have to go to. But you'll get to hear me next week. And if you want to hear us in the interim, listen to the podcast or check out the blog, duncansdonuts.wordpress.com. That's it. Thanks for listening. Bye.
Loose lips might sing ships, but loose gooses take trips to San Francisco. Double Dutch disco, tech could be hottie. Do it for Scotty, do it for the living and do it for the dead. Do it for the monsters under your bed. Do it for the teenagers and do it for your mom. Broken hearts hurt, but they make us strong. And we won't stop until somebody calls the cops. Even then we'll start again and just pretend that nothing ever happened. We won't stop until somebody calls the cops. And even then we'll start again and just pretend that nothing ever happened. We're just dancing, we're just hugging, singing, screaming, kissing, tugging on the sleeve of how it used to be. How's it gonna be? I'll dropkick Russell Stover, move into starting over house, and no Matt Rouse and Chester watching me achieve my dreams. And we'll pray all damn day, every day, that all this shit our president has got us in will go away. While we strive to figure out a way we can survive these trying times without losing our minds. So if you wanna burn yourself, remember that I love you. If you wanna cut yourself, remember that I love you. If you wanna kill yourself, remember that I love you. Call me up before you're dead, we can make some plans instead. Send me an IM, I'll be your friend. Shysters live from scheme to scheme, and my fourth quarter pipe dreams are seeming more and more worth fighting for. So I'll curate some situations, make my job a big vacation, and I'll say fuck Bush and fuck this war. My war paint is Sharpie ink, and I'll show you how much my shit stinks and ask you what you think, because your thoughts and words are powerful. They think we're disposable, well, both my thumbs opposable, spelled out on a double word and triple letter score. And we won't stop until somebody calls the cops, and even then we'll start again and just pretend that nothing ever happened. We won't stop until somebody calls the cops, and even then we'll start again and just pretend that nothing ever happened. We won't stop until somebody calls the cops, and even then we'll start again and just pretend that nothing ever happened. We won't stop until somebody calls the cops, and even then we'll start again and just pretend that nothing ever happened. We're just dancing, we're just hugging, singing, screaming, kissing, tugging on the sleeve of how it used to be.
Tune in to CITR Friday afternoons from 2 till 3:30 for Radio Zero, where your host DJ brings you an eclectic mix of new international pop, ranging from the most fashionably disaffected to the brightest sugar-coated music around, along with a good measure of vintage new wave, punk, and disco to kick off your weekend. That's Radio Zero, Friday afternoons at 2 on 101.9 FM, CITR.
Go lightly on the ground. I'm not the one. Listening to 101.9 FM CITR in Vancouver. This is We All Fall Down. My name is Marielle. That was the AAS off of Fever to Tell. That song was called Date with the Night. I just played that because I haven't played them in a long time, and it's probably my favorite AAS album, if I'm allowed one. And before that, I played some brand new Newfound Glory off of their latest album, From the Screen to Your Stereo Part 2. That song was a cover of Johnny Cash's and June Carter's It Ain't Me, Babe, and they have quite a few. What? The Bob Dylan. Oh, well, it's credited as.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Bob Dylan is mentioned nowhere.
Oh,
that's so weird.
I'm not trying to ask.
No, no, it's okay. No. That's good to know.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow. Shows how much I know. Thanks, Duncan. Yeah, apparently Bob Dylan. I don't know too much about music. I don't even know why I'm on the air. But yes, they have quite a few new songs featured in movies that they have covered, which is what they did previously in their first. It was an EP that they put out a long time ago called From the Screen to Your Stereo. And they were covering songs like The Neverending Story, The Glory of Love, That Thing You Do. What's that Aerosmith song in Armageddon? I don't know. Whatever that song is. and this time they've kind of revamped it and they've chosen newer songs from more recent movies. I guess more recent being from like the mid-90s, I guess. It's out. It came out on Tuesday, so if you're interested, you, my friend, can go pick up that album. Had a fairly interesting week this week. It was entertaining, memorable, one might say, on Tuesday, because Wednesday was yesterday. On Tuesday, I brought my sister to the Malkin Bowl to see the Flaming Lips, and I myself had never seen the Flaming Lips before, and I wasn't a huge fan. I knew of the Flaming Lips, but I, by choice, refused to listen to them because my false sense of inflated ego was like, oh, no, I'm way too cool for these guys. I'm an asshole. I'll be the first to admit that. Anyways, I brought her to the Flaming Lips show because she couldn't afford it and no one else wanted to go with her. So we got there, Malkin Bowl, kind of wet, damp, cold, and this dude comes up to us and asks us to be dancers on stage. And so it was like the best night of my life. The best night of my sister's life. She was just so stoked on it. She was so excited. And we dressed up as aliens. We got to dance on stage for the whole show. And afterwards, we got to meet Wayne and hang out with him. And we got t-shirts and autographs and photos. And it was a good time. It was a really memorable experience. I think it was awesome for me because that was the first time for me hearing them, seeing them, and experiencing the whole Flaming Lips show thing. It was good times. And then the next night, which was yesterday, I went to Pat's Pub to go see Ruins. It was like one guy from Japan that looked like my dad if he had a beard, and he just had like a drum kit and an 8-track, and it was just, he went nuts, and I felt uncomfortable and uneasy in like a real, in a good way though. Do you know what I'm talking about? When you listen to really weird noise shit and you just feel a bit uneasy afterwards, it was kind of like that. And I quite enjoyed that strange feeling. And then after that, I went to the makeout because cover was free and there was free beer. And I'm sure if I drank, I'd be totally stoked on the free beer, but there are a lot of people there and I had a good time. So, been busy. There are a lot of good shows coming up that I will talk about soon enough and maybe even give tickets away for. Tonight, we have Cannibal Corpse, The Black Dahlia Murder, Goat Whore, and The Red Chord playing at the Croatian Cultural Center, maybe, if you are interested in a metal-type show. We also have a comedy show happening at the Commodore Ballroom featuring 8 comedians, one of them being David Cross, the only comedian that I really care about on that bill. And there are 2 shows for that. There's still tickets left. There's a show at 7 and a show at 10, if you are interested in that. That might be enough rambling for me right now. How about we get to some new Bad Religion? How about that? This is some new Bad Religion on CITR.
I was on. Fortitude and free, with the grains of wrath blazing up there from sea to shining sea. We'll be right back.
September 25th at 7 p.m., join the Museum of Anthropology at UBC for an evening of lively conversation with Michael Nicol Yugalanis, the creator of Meddling in the Museum, and explore the shifting boundaries of Haida art in a contemporary world. There are more than 90,000 historic photographs in the archives of the Museum of Anthropology. The collection is worldwide, covers a multitude of subjects, and dates from the early 1900s to the present day.
This exhibit reveals only a tiny portion of this hidden gem, yet hints at the remarkable potential of this collection for scholars, researchers, and visitors. Geographically, the collection includes images from the northwest coast of British Columbia, the southwest United States, South America, and various areas of Asia, Oceania, and Africa. Institutionally, the collection documents the people and events that were instrumental in the history and growth of the museum. For more information, please visit www.moa.ubc.ca.
You are listening to 101.9 FM CITR in Vancouver. This is We All Fall Down. My name's Marielle. Little PSA for a lecture at the Museum of Anthropology here at UBC. I'm a big fan of the Museum of Anthropology. I'm also a big fan of museums in general in ancient history. Kind of a nerd like that. But I love it and I embrace it. So shut up. Before that, you heard the Black Dahlia Murder, who are playing tonight at the Croatian Cultural Center. I'm going just to see this band and nobody else. That was off of their album, Miasma. That song's called I'm Charming. Prior to that, Turbonegro. People get mad at me when I say it both ways. I don't know what the proper way is. I'm so sorry. Off of their album, Retox, that song is called Do You Dig Destruction? And they're coming to Vancouver as well. I don't remember the specific date, but I remember that it's the same day as the Black Lips show. And then I'll find out, and then I'll tell you later in like 20 minutes or so. I started off that set with Bad Religion off of their latest album, New Maps of Hell. That song is called Grains of Wrath. If you wanted to check out my playlist online, I do post it on the internets every week at www.weallfalldowncitr.blogspot.com. And if you wanted to place a request or call me here in the studio, you can do so at 604-822-2487. That's 822-CITR. That's actually 604-UBC-CITR, for those of you who are, like, number stupid. Whatever. Don't remember what I was going to say anymore, so I'll go to some 3 inches of blood, and I'll let you in on my little secret. And I guess it's not a secret anymore since I'm telling you all. But I play long metal songs like 3 inches of blood when I'm running out of music to play and I don't know what to do next and I need time to plan things and choose out more music. So I choose long songs, and usually metal bands will provide me with long songs like 3 inches of blood.
When it's cold, the ice gets your skin.
You are listening to 101.9 FM CITR in Vancouver. This is We All Fall Down. I'm your host, Marielle. This song that you're hearing, that you're maybe confused by, is Fucked Up, the band Fucked Up, covering Justice. What? Yes. Yes, kids, it is true. Fucked Up covered a song by Justice called Stress. And Justice, if you are unaware, I don't know too much about them, so I could be completely wrong, but I believe they're this French, like, electronic band or group or whatever. It's, like, two guys, and they do all this, like, techno stuff, and they had a song called Stress, and then Fucked Up covered it, but didn't use, like, any, like, techno or electronic equipment. They just used their, you know, guitars and drums, and there's no, like, looping or anything in this. It's just them doing their thing, which is a bit unsettling but kind of cool, which is why I'm playing it. I just played the Black Lips off of their latest album, Good, Bad, Not Evil. The song's called Oh Katrina, and before that I played Fucked Up off of their EP Year of the Pig. That song was called The Black Hats, and before that I played a local band called the Riff Randalls off of their newest album. It's been a long time since they put anything out, and I'm quite happy that they have. Their album is called Double Cross. That song was called Bandana. And prior to that, another local band, 3 Inches of Blood, off of their newest album, Fire Up the Blades. That song was called God of the Cold White Silence. And I'm such a visual person, and whenever I read out the titles of 3 Inches of Blood songs, I get, like, so inspired, and I think about just the weirdest shit, if you needed to know. Shows coming up in and around Vancouver that I know you'd be interested in. Why am I talking like a stupid person? I don't know. Tonight is the Metal Blade 25th anniversary tour show type thingy at the Croatian Cultural Center. You can check out Cannibal Corpse, Black Dahlia Murder, Goat Whore, and The Red Chord. They'll all be playing. That is an all-ages show. It'll be in the big room, as always. Or if that doesn't pique your interest tonight, you can check out that comedy show. It has a name. Don't remember what it is. There are 8 comedians at the Commodore Ballroom tonight, David Cross being one of them. There are 2 shows, 1 at 7 and 1 at 10. And maybe, if both interest you, like they do for me, you can try to hit up both shows. I'm going to see, because the metal show is an early one, and I'm driving there. Maybe I can catch that show and then drive down in time to the Commodore to see David Cross. This is me trying to master the space-time continuum. I'll let you know if it worked out. What else is going on? And my concert listing's in no particular order. This Saturday at the Balmoral, you can check out a local band called Burning Down. They haven't played here in quite a while, and who knows when they'll play here again soon. This Saturday at the Balmoral. What else is going on? Helmet is coming to Vancouver. They're playing September 24th at the Red Room. The Jolts and DOA are playing a show together. They're playing September 27th at the Plaza Club. The Black Lips and Turbo Negro, they're not playing together, but they're playing the same night. October 11th. Black Lips are playing at Richards on Richards, and the same night, Turbo Negro is playing at the Commodore Ballroom. High on Fire is going to come and play a show October 24th at Richards on Richards. The Locust is coming to Vancouver. They're playing here at UBC in the Student Union Building on the 2nd floor in the ballroom. That's happening November 3rd. And Isis is coming to Vancouver. They're playing November 15th at Richards on Richards. Fucked Up just finished, and I just finished my concert listings. I know that there are a lot of other shows happening here in Vancouver, but I lost it. I dropped the ball on this one. I lost it a long, long time ago, as you've probably noticed. I'll try to get back on, I'll do some research and shit and stuff. I don't know. The internet, it tells you everything. If you have the internet at home, and you really wanted to know about lots of concert listings, I'm sure you can find them on the internet yourself. That's all for concert listings for me today. How about one more? One more. Bison. Bison are playing with Spread Eagle, Grass City, and White Hot. And, okay, at the Media Club, the not this Saturday, but next Saturday, September 29th. And, yeah, that's it. Nothing else for me to say. If you wanted to place a request, you can do so. You can call me here in the studio at 604-822-2487. That's 822-CITR. And you can also check out my playlist online at www.weallfalldowncitr.blogspot.com. Yes. I just have about 10 minutes left or so. I was going to give away tickets for All That Remains today, but I wasn't really feeling it. So if you want to go to that show, stay tuned next week, and I'll give away tickets next week or something. In about 10 minutes, Robin, maybe Colin, maybe Don are coming in to do the Inkstead show, the show all about comic books. And then after that, at 3, we have Brandon coming in to do Crimes and Treasons. Rico doesn't come by anymore. And Jules is busy with his real job on Thursdays, so just Brendan, but just as fun as always. So stay tuned to CITR all day, every day. How about we go to some Unseen? This is the latest album by the Unseen on We All Fall Down.
Useless. I promise you, we've got this far. Ain't I gonna stop me? I'm gonna stop.
You're listening to 101.9 FM, CITR in Vancouver. That was Comeback Kid, Canadian band, off of their album Wake the Dead. That was the title track. I've seen them so many times, and I just recently started to re-listen to them because I wondered, what are they doing? What are they up to? Where are they now? I don't know. Maybe they're taking a break because they're on tour for felt like an eternity. Maybe. Before Comeback Kid, I played The Unseen off of the latest album, Internal Salvation. That song was called Right Before Your Eyes. That about does it for me today. Oh, I'm feeling very tired and uninspired. I'm hungry. I'm always really hungry. I like to eat a lot, and I'm going to go do what I like doing, which is eating right now. Stay tuned to Robin, perhaps Colin, with The Inkstead Show up next. I will leave you off now with Darkest of the Hillside Thickets off the latest album, Shadow of Tim. The song is called Chapter 2, Blackout, and I quite enjoy their little homage to H.P. Lovecraft. I like Lovecraft. I really enjoyed reading The Call of Cthulhu and related stories, a book that I just recently finished reading. I was actually supposed to play an RPG with my friends called Call of Cthulhu, and I was super stoked on it, and they lent me the manuals and the books and everything, and I read up on them, and I was really excited to start, and it just never happened. It fell through, and I'm kind of sad. And so now I'm left at home reading Call of Cthulhu all to myself. And I'm like, no making fun of me. Those are the nerds. The nerds aren't allowed to make fun of me. I'm done. Thanks for listening, guys. If I didn't get to your songs or requests, I'll get to them next week. I promise. I will not forget. I'll write it down on my face or something. Stay tuned to Eating Studs and then Clams and Treasons after that. Bye, guys.
West Coast.
Like a spell, like a stroke, like a kick in the head. It's like the throes of an epileptic seizure. Like the crud that you feel after sleeping for days. Like a dream, like a trip, like a drug-induced haze. And I recall only little bits and pieces of exhibit of two-step answers. That's not even mine.
isolation, like a shot from a frozen shattered the other time. Like a voice, like a crack, like a whispering shriek that echoes on, like it's coming from a